Hey, if you've suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, make sure you call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. Free consultations are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 713-322-HURT. That's 713-322-HURT. Or you can go to the website, DaspitLaw.com.
Broadcasting live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, it's John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
We are chilling with Chill. How Coors Light is not sponsoring this segment is beyond me, because he's keeping Louisiana chill. We keep Texas chill and California chill. He keeps Louisiana chill, okay, at the Golden Nugget Lake Charles in the DraftKings Sportsbook. And he's joining us right now. This LSU-Alabama game has got to be drawing a lot of attention at the DraftKings Sportsbook. Which way is the money fly? I don't know. Can you guys be objective since you're in Louisiana? You got to have a lot more money. You got to have a lot more money on LSU, no?
You know what? I'll shock you. I think it's over 65% on Alabama right now.
What?
Yeah, I was looking at it this morning thinking the same thing, but it's early in the week. We'll see. We'll probably see a lot of LSU influx probably Saturday morning, Saturday afternoon. But right now, it seems like Alabama. Yeah, I was shocked as well.
What does that tell you? Does that tell you, you know, because usually you go against what the bettors are betting, but if in Louisiana people are playing Alabama, that might tell you, wow, maybe we know something about this LSU team and we, you know, and that we don't like, or we don't believe in this LSU team, or that, yeah, I mean.
It tells you about the fan base, maybe. I don't think they're necessarily great. Their emotion has anything to do with handicapping. It's, you know, they get tired. Look, LSU fans will turn on LSU pretty quick, too, John. You know that.
Oh, I know that. But LSU, but if you're getting that money in Louisiana, those LSU fans pay attention, close attention to this team every week, right? There are a lot of people talking about the Texans right now that don't watch them like we watch them. You know, we see their flaw. We see all of the flaws. John, LSU doesn't run the football like LSU should run the football. They got Durham and Dunham, and they don't run the football. What is the deal?
Yeah, I you would think with the running backs they have, they'd be able to run the ball a little bit better than they do. You know, they struggle to get the big early leads, and, you know, I think they rely on the passing game. And they kind of did that last year a little bit, too. And, you know, I just think it's been a theme here for the last, you know, 2 years with LSU here. But, you know, the defense got to hold up. I mean, they're giving up, you know, over 22 points a game, you know, and Alabama's averaging 37.6, you know, points a game. So it's going to be an interesting dynamic to see, you know, what happens there. I kind of like the over. I think going back to the Alabama, you know, it's at 3 right now. And I think if you're unbiased, you're afraid that that line might go to 3.5. And that, you know, that could be a, you know, that hook could be a big difference in the game here.
So there's,
especially at LSU.
There's some interesting intel that has come out about switching to the pro side just for a second. The favorites last week straight up were 14-1. It's only the third time that's happened in 15 years. Third time in 15 years that a favorites were 14-1 straight up. And it matters because you still do have people who play money line and not the line. You have people who will play parlay with money lines. Yep. Rookie quarterbacks right now are 11-0 against the spread when they are a favorite this year, John. How about that? 11-0 rookie quarterbacks, and more. And this is one that really probably kills the. This was one that definitely kills the sports books. This stat came out. Let's see. Over the last five weeks, favorites are 46-27-1 against spread. 63% winners over the last 5 weeks. That is almost never good for sports books.
No, we were cruising in September, and I think we're glad October has passed us, and hopefully November we get back to, you know, we always push the B in the middle. You know, if we get 50-50, you know, that's where we want to be. But yes, there's definitely been a favorite trend here recently, and you know, and what's interesting, usually getting out of the first quarter of the season, you start favorites hit early in the season, and then you start seeing it fade away a little bit. But it seems like it's more favorites are hitting, you know, mid-season here, which is interesting us for
what
us
about,
here as trends.
What about individual teams? Listen to this, Granato. I don't know if you've seen this one yet. The Detroit Lions are coming to Houston to take on the Texans. What's that number right now, John?
I think Texans 3.5 right now.
Getting 3.5.
Yeah,
getting 3.5. How about this? The Lions are 40-15 against the spread, 72.7% against the spread over their last 55 games. I've never seen anything like that. They're clicking, both Johns, at almost 73% spread record since midpoint season of 2021. That is almost unheard of. I don't know the last time I've seen an NFL, because NFL teams, the line makers eventually catch up, and NFL teams do not have back-to-back years with huge cover percentages. This is a team that's going on year three where they are covering at an insane rate.
Yeah, and this year, road games, they're undefeated against the spread. I mean, you know, usually you'll see, you know, there'll be a hiccup on a road, you know, when they're on the road, but they're undefeated on the road this year.
So yeah, they got beat by the Vikings at home, right?
Yeah.
But see, that's the difference that we were talking about, Lance. Teams, we all feel like the Detroit might be the best team in the NFL right now,
I think
right?
they are, yeah.
Yeah, but maybe even better than the Chiefs, right?
And that's why I'm going to go Texans this week.
So you got to fade them. Hey, I faded Marshall. You know what? Marshall was 7-0 against the spread heading into last week. I didn't even think twice about it. Plus 10.5, Louisiana. I told my friend, play Louisiana Monroe. It's time that, you know, eventually that regression to the mean is going to happen. And sure enough, Louisiana Monroe plus the points against the team who was undefeated against the spread. One could argue that the Lions are due for a loss this week. Yeah.
And here's another one. I mean, Texans is a local play, you know, local in the area. 83% of the money's on Detroit right now.
Yeah, so that definitely tells you take the Texans. When it's up, if it gets into the high 80s, it's going to be even more so.
Yeah.
Even more so. Wow.
I was just going to say some other ones. Talk about an NFL handle. I think everybody's thinking McCaffrey's coming back. We're seeing about 80% of the money on the Niners. That's interesting. Tampa Bay getting 6. They haven't played bad all season. I mean, they're not, you know, they hang around. So that'll be an interesting game there as far as a betting perspective. If McCaffrey comes back, it's at Tampa Bay. I kind of like a teaser. I kind of like Baltimore tonight. And I like Pittsburgh getting, tease them up to 9. I think Tomlin's like 11-4 after a bye week. And McDaniels is good. We'll see what he can do against the Steeler defense. That'll be an interesting game Sunday as well.
What are you guys thinking about Indiana University?
Again, that
another undefeated
a lot of love.
Team.
Yeah,
and they're getting a lot of love right now.
Yeah, they're over 80% on the handle. You know, like we all talked about, you know, Michigan State last week, but yeah, that's tough. I mean, you know, they looked good last week. You know, kind of leaning Michigan, getting to 14.5, but it's tough. I mean, that's a tough one.
What kind of world are we living in where Indiana is giving Michigan?
Yeah.
Well, you're living in a post-Jim Harbaugh Michigan right now. That's where you're living.
Oh, my God.
Who would think Indiana would outrank Alabama and LSU going into the, you know, the final stretch of the season? So, it's a different world.
It's a crazy, crazy world. Uh-huh. Yep. Anything else? Any other trends that you're seeing right now?
No, you know, we're just, again, you know, hopefully we see some dogs come through. We're, you know, a lot of favorites, as you guys were talking about. And, it's, you know, we're still rocking in the book. I mean, college basketball, this is like utopia. We got college basketball starting up, you know, hockey's in there. So, definitely if you're a sports player, this is the best time of the season. You get all the sports going on right now. So it's a good time in a sports book.
Well, to that point about Indiana, they haven't been favored to beat Michigan in any football game since 1968.
Wow.
A total of 43 meetings.
See.
Indiana's still undefeated. Now an eight game straight up and against the spread win streak. They're a straight up and against the spread. They're 8-0. So, I mean, what do you do? You fade them or you ride them?
I'm taking the points. It's eventually, every squirrel finds a nut. So I'm going to go with, always going fade with the points.
You always fade them. It always comes back.
Yeah.
The trend is your friend. The trend is your friend.
Homeostasis is your friend.
Do you know that Alabama has been favored every time at LSU? A road favorite 9 straight times. Alabama at LSU is a road favorite for 9 straight times.
I've been there two of them, and both times Alabama got them both times.
Yep, Alabama beat. You know when LSU wins the national title? They've done it in 03, 07, and 19. It's always an odd year, and it's always when they play at Alabama.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Wow. That's when LSU wins their titles, when they play at Alabama, because Alabama always beats LSU at LSU. So,
Who would think that game would come down to, if they lose, they might not make the playoffs in a 12-team playoff. I mean, that's how big it is.
Yeah. No. The winner definitely solidifies a spot, and the loser's out. Loser's out. Yep. So this is basically a playoff game for both teams.
Yep.
Basically a playoff game. Because if they beat Alabama, they'll skip A&M and they'll skip SMU and move into the top 12 by beating Alabama. Now they could fall out with, you know, whatever, but it puts whichever team in, and it solidifies Alabama at 11. That's John Chill, and he's at the Golden Nugget Lake Charles. He is with the DraftKings Sportsbook. And he is here every week on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. John, great stuff as always. We appreciate you.
All right, you too. Have a good weekend.
Let's talk about that Golden Nugget Lake Charles right now. I love the Golden Nugget Lake Charles, just 2 hours down the road. We were just talking about that, you know, how far things are. How easy is that drive down I-10, okay? And you're there in 2 hours, 2 hours and 15 minutes, and it's like you're in Vegas. Now, you could go to Vegas, and you can go to Golden Nugget or wherever you're going to go in Las Vegas, but by the time you go to the airport, which is an hour and a half before your flight, then your three-hour flight, then get your bags and get to your hotel, you're about 6 or 7 hours into this thing, when in 2 hours, you can be at the Golden Nugget Lake Charles at a Vegas-style casino with 12 restaurants, with a golf course, with a poker room, with a swimming pool, with a nightclub, with a event center, with concerts. I mean, you got everything just 2 hours down the road. Why waste all that time and money when you could just do it right here, just 2 hours away at Golden Nugget Lake Charles? I love it. You'll love it. GoldenNuggetLC.com, GoldenNuggetLC.com.
We're back in the Veritex Community Bank Studios with John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
All right, welcome back. Just not much time left here, 9:20 here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. So if you want to get in a hurry, 713-780-3776. We haven't been back talking about our Rockets lately. There is a sequence where Tari blocked. Did you see the side block on Harrison Barnes?
Yeah.
And then Fred VanVleet gets it, and he hits him on the wing. And
it was pretty.
Tari goes and lays it up.
They ran a little bit more yesterday. That's something a lot of Rocket fans have wanted to see, a little bit more running from the Rockets.
Yeah. Now you got – okay, so San Antonio's not a good team. Coming up, Oklahoma City.
Man, that's a good challenge here, man.
Yeah, I think this is a nice this is going to be a nice sign of where this basketball team is, because that's a good basketball team in Oklahoma City.
Yeah, they'll take them out.
I like them. I like
Rockets will beat them.
Hey, do you don't think they surprised New York a little bit? You don't think they surprised Dallas a little bit?
Of course, they were at home as a dog against New York. I thought it was dumb at the time. Like I was really surprised. There's a lack of respect for who the Rockets were. Like. Know the team. The Rockets may not have played as consistently as they needed to, but it's still actually a pretty talented team.
And you know that I was disappointed in the Golden State loss, but Golden State's a pretty good team.
Golden State's got one loss this year?
Yeah,
they're playing really, really well. And the Rockets came all the way back in that game and took them to overtime.
Yeah, yeah. Down 31. They should have never gotten down 31, yeah, but they did.
Steph wasn't available. Yeah, that's a game where they're coming to town. You look at that and go, okay, we should get this one. And maybe that was part of the problem. But they fought back, and like you said earlier, this is a team who will give up runs and go on runs, but they did not do that last night. And they end their eight games in Texas. The OKC, one of the 3-7-1 teams they go see in the Western Conference. Surprisingly, Phoenix is 7-1. People thought that build wasn't going to be a thing, but they brought in Tyus Jones. It's kind of stabilized their offense. An actual point guard, imagine that helping out. So they are 7-1. The Thunder are 7-1. And the Warriors are 7-1. That's the top of the West right now.
Yep. It's this is going to be a good indicator of where you are. This is going to be fun. That's tomorrow night. So the Rockets looked really, really good yesterday against a really bad team in San Antonio. But here we are, 713-780-3776. The other news is Nico Collins has not been activated yet, but we'll find out whether or not he is. You think he's coming back today?
Yes. I think they will announce that he is he's officially reinstated, because you have to do that. So I think they'll announce the reinstatement today, and he will practice today. That's my prediction. And I hope I'm right, because without Nico Collins, I'm just trying to figure out where your points are coming from. Like, you got to be able to score against Detroit. Like, you're going to have to get at minimum the 28 point range.
I think that Nico's got to be there if the Texans are going to have any chance. Yeah, I agree with you. I agree with you 100%. He's passed all the tests, apparently, for his hamstring. We'll find out whether or not he is going to be available. Today, he almost has to practice, right? I mean, you don't come back on Friday with a walkthrough.
No. It would be ballsy for the Texans to do that. It would basically be just trying to play games with the Lions. But he needs to get in there and get his timing back with CJ. Like, he needs to play today. If he's going to play, he needs to play.
Well, right. Well, the Lions.
I miss him. I miss Nico Collins.
You do.
Truly miss him. Yeah. I mean, like, do you feel sad? Do you miss your buddies when you're in L.A.? Do you miss all your friends like me and Dell when you're in L.A.?
Yeah, I miss.
Why? He sees us every day. Why would he miss us?
No, I miss you.
So he misses. Well, that's how I feel about Nico. Like, I feel like Nico moved to Los Angeles or something, and now we only get us. Like, we're not sure when he's going to come back. Is he coming back for a listener? Is he coming back for some kind of Texans appreciation party? Is he coming back for the red uniforms that we're going to see this week?
Yeah, the difference is, I'd like Nico to come back. Take it or leave it with John.
Well, yeah.
I don't need him here.
No, I get
There's
that.
There's no need to really have him here.
But I said, does John miss his friends? Like,
oh, okay.
I miss Nico Collins like we're friends. Like,
yeah, I miss
like
my friends. Although my friends came, that they're here this week. As a
See, I
so.
Saw one
Who
of them.
Who are?
Oh, yeah. There's someone in the background when I looked to my left.
There's Fox.
There is.
Fox is
there's one of his friends.
Is Foxy there?
Yeah. He's waving.
Yeah, we went to Mother Wolf last night.
Ooh, that's good.
Yeah, it was really, really good.
Yeah, Mother Wolf is supposed to be really good.
Yeah, it was good. So Martin just said good recommendation there, Lance. Nice job.
Yeah. Did I recommend it?
Yeah, you recommended. Well, you recommended Funky.
Oh, yeah. That's right. Yeah. Oh, I recommended it to you. Yeah. Oh, you know I took them there. Yeah, I was just reading. Those are Michelin star restaurants.
Mm. Well, is Mother Wolf a Michelin?
I'll have to check. I know Funky is.
I don't think so. But it was good. It was Italian. It was really good. We had a nice time. It was good. We got buddies in town, and you know, one of them's a member of a really nice club.
A certain
here,
club so. You can't mention.
I can mention it. It's Riviera. Okay.
Oh
my God!
Man of the people,
Riviera.
Yes. Well, they have people at Riviera too.
It's probably super expensive, like $80 to play a round of golf.
Yeah, that's what it costs.
Is that how much it costs?
Super expensive, $80. Yeah.
For a hole.
Do they do more than 100?
Do they do a la carte? You can play one hole? Is that $80?
No, you can't. It's not $80 per hole.
More than 100?
And it's more than 80 for the round, yes.
Yeah, but if
I don't know where it is.
If you just want to play one, because, hey, I ain't got it in me to get all 18 in, can I get one hole of golf for $80?
It's not $80 a hole.
Just to say you played at Riviera?
No, they don't let you do that. Just play one hole and say you played here.
Your restaurant, are you now? You're sure this is Los Angeles where you ate, and you didn't eat somewhere in the deep south?
No.
I'm reading the description, and it says upscale choice with genteel vibe serving thin pizzas, homemade pastas, and other Italian staples. Yeah. Genteel vibes?
It has a genteel vibe, yeah.
Okay.
It's genteel. Yeah.
Genteel doesn't sound like a – that's a southern term, genteel. That's
what SEC guy says, right. but other people might use the word as well. It was a nice atmosphere. It was a really good restaurant. We just wanted to say thanks for the recommendation.
It's not cheap.
It wasn't cheap. No, it wasn't.
It says it's 100 plus a person, generally speaking.
Yeah, it was probably that.
Yes.
It was that.
Upscale restaurants are not. And in L.A., you're going to pay a little extra nut on top of it.
Yeah. Well, and it was like family style. We got a bunch of different dishes and passed them around. It was good.
Wendy did tell my wife, she goes, oh, it's expensive living in L.A. The first time you go shop for groceries, huge sticker shock.
It absolutely is. It's different here. They like their stuff more, and they charge you more for it. That's what they do a lot over here in Los Angeles.
Mother Wolf was recently named. Yeah, I did recommend this because it was the one that was named one of the best new restaurants in the
world. It's the same guy that's at Funky.
Yeah, and it's got a Michelin star there too. So, yeah, good for you.
Well,
yeah.
Evan Funky, isn't that his name?
Yes, that's his name. He was on the recent Top Chef. I'm not Top Chef, but Chef's Table.
But they put a charge on there. What was the charge?
Friendship charge?
No.
He's asking Martin.
It's some kind of L.A. Was it for health care for the
servers?
They put
5%. Yeah, it was for health care.
Yeah. That's a strong L.A. thing.
Okay, they put 5% on. It was a wellness charge. Wellness charge. So they put it on there, and I just asked her, I said, what is this? What's a wellness charge? I've never heard of a wellness charge. And she said, oh, you don't have to pay it. And I said, well, what is it on there for? She said, well, we get insurance, but the restaurant has to pay it. You don't have to.
Oh, you just want to pay back. So the restaurant's saying, it's a
tariff. That's what it is.
They're trying to give you a tariff.
The restaurant says, oh, you know what? We got to pay these people for their insurance. Why don't you pay it? And I was like, well. And she said, no, I'll take it off. I said, well, it's okay. But she said, no, we can take it off. It's not a big deal.
Yeah.
And I was,
5% on a meal.
You might as well take it off.
Over $100 a head. Let's get rid of that thing. What do you say?
As if the prices aren't enough here for, you know, your restaurant, your very nice restaurant. You want me to pay on top of that for the insurance that you have to pay? Okay. Nah. Okay. Take that off.
You should have done that at the listener party.
Put a wellness charge
on beers.
We're putting tariffs on beers?
Yeah, people.
You want to put...
you want some... for all the jokes about La Negra or whatever the beer is called, we'll put a wellness charge
all
on those
tariffs
beers.
And taxes eventually get pushed to the consumer.
Yeah.
That's the way this works.
Always.
You are going to pay it, ladies and gentlemen.
You see this beer? You see the name of this beer?
Yeah, I know. It's black and Spanish. Thank you, everybody. Appreciate it.
Hey, Dell. Are these the childish-ass listeners we have?
Yes.
You see this word?
Hey, Dell.
Yeah.
La Negra.
Yeah, I'm aware.
Ooh, Dell.
That's black and Spanish. Thank you,
it's
everybody.
It's been the word.
For you.
It's been the Spanish word I'm guessing the 1400s?
I grew up in Southern California. The kids were calling me that in that Spanish soccer league I was playing in.
Now, that's different.
That's aggressive.
Oh, yes.
It's another to call a person playing soccer that.
Trust me, I have experience with that word. Don't you guys worry about it. So let's charge. I need a wellness charge. Let's put $5 on the next time we have a listener party just for those jokes.
Okay, for jokes. Dell needs a wellness charge.
Or just don't have a beer with Negra on it, please.
Please. So he'll be well. Anyway, that happened last night. First time I ever saw a wellness charge.
Yeah.
But here we are. I got to talk right now about I did have my hair. I had hair last night. You know why? Because of Doc Linville. Hair looks great, and I feel great about it, and I feel great about myself. And Doc Linville says, not only hair, but you know what? He's got the best system for hair. He's got the neografting, which is the best. He's got the PRP, which stimulates the growth. He'll decide. He'll help you decide. But do it while you're young. Don't do it. Don't let your hair go all away and then go, hey, look, I'm bald. Let me go see Doc Linville. No. As it's starting here, as your hairline is starting to fade or that bald spot is starting to grow, it's time to call Doc Linville. Don't wait too long. as that stomach is starting to grow, he's got a Evolve, which is an ab machine that can help that. You can lower your fat. You can help your skin. There's all kinds of stuff, guys, that you can do to feel better, look better. All of these things are happening every day at 975hair.com. Don't let it slip away. You're too young. 975hair.com.
You're listening to Houston's longest-running sports radio morning show from the Veritex Community Bank Studios. Here's John and Lance.
All right, welcome back on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. We miss anything, Dale?
Of any importance?
I don't think so.
I don't think so. Well, no, we talked about the injuries concerning the Texans. Will Anderson seems like he might be out for longer than we'd like. But we'll see if he's at practice today.
Yesterday, Paul George complained that he got booed.
I thought
in
the
LA
booing was weird. I don't. What did Paul George do?
I think he said something on a podcast apparently about, because they had a sign that said "Think before you speak." Something about being considered the little brothers in L.A. or something like that.
Is that why they booed him?
Yeah,
he said something right and obvious.
No, they got mad at it. Or the wall, the new wall that they have will have some signs.
Yeah, if you missed it, the Clippers hosted the Sixers. Sixers lose again. One wins without Joel Embiid in the lineup. Paul George has been back for two games. They've lost both. And he got booed in intros. He got booed when he touched a basketball. I didn't see the entire game, but at least for the first half, he was getting booed. And I thought to myself, the only reason he's not on your roster is because they decided Kawhi deserved the full max and he didn't. Does that get you booed every time you touch the court, every time you touch the basketball? But I guess if he said what he said, that might have upset them. But all he did was tell you the truth.
Well, I don't know if it's only...
What did he do?
Is it only that, or is it they, you know what, Paul George, you didn't do anything we thought you were going to do here?
Then boo Kawhi when he
plays.
And
now you move...
Then boo Kawhi when he plays. When Kawhi actually ever gets on the court again... Boo him.
Well, he's still there.
So what? It's the same scenario.
What
has he done? In fact, Paul George plays in the playoff games more than Kawhi does. And
That's true. What are you? Is Paul George your boyfriend?
No, what I'm saying is,
what's wrong with you? Why are you caping for him?
So why we're not going to boo
Captain Save a Wing?
That's what you do with
Captain Save a Wing.
That's what you do with certain people here when you want to be on the good side because you're a panderer. But I thought it was odd because, other than, I guess, that quote, Paul George played in the playoffs for the most part. Kawhi did not. And they decided every time you touch the basketball tonight, we're going to boo you.
I would boo both
of them.
Well,
but he's on another team now. Kawhi's still on their team.
Guys leave
all
the time.
So what? You're not going to boo a guy on your team?
Guys leave all the time. Who cares?
There's people just waiting to boo Kawhi.
Well, but okay, really? Because we still boo Carlos Beltran, we booed forever, and when he left for more money when Drayton wouldn't give it to him.
And you thought that was dumb, too.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah, because he left for more money. Paul George didn't do anything. Carlos Beltran was a superhero in the postseason for the Astros.
They're not booing him because he didn't do anything. They're booing him because he's no longer on their team. And he wanted to be on their team, and instead the ownership said, you're not worth it, so he left. That
Dell
was a
and
Clipper.
Paul George sitting in a
That's
tree.
That's fine with me.
K-I-S-S-I-N-G.
It's more me being bothered by fan idiocy. He wanted to stay. They didn't want to pay him, so he left.
Paul George beat it. Kawhi beat it.
Paul George, boo! You suck.
He said he
You've
gets booted
nothing.
At Indiana. It hurts his feelings.
Playoff P.
I even get this at Indiana, too, so I don't even know why people are mad at me.
Because you think you're playoff P, and you've gotten all this money, and you've done nothing.
But fans don't love guys who don't play.
But he does play.
Nah, he doesn't play all the time. Paul George, he's not injured like Kawhi.
Well, no one's injured like Kawhi.
Yeah.
And once again.
Well, Kenyon Green.
And once again. He wanted to stay. The Clippers said no, so he left.
But we didn't. No one wants Kawhi to be injured.
I don't want Kenyon to be injured. I just don't want him starting.
I don't want him to be injured either. I just don't want him on the field.
The problem is you can't trust the Texans not to play him, so the only alternative is for him to be hurt so he doesn't play.
I mean, here's your guy. Yeah, you're right. He does always play. Let's see.
I didn't say he always
2019,
plays.
48 games.
Didn't he come back from a broken
20,
leg?
54. So what?
So
Tape
what?
It up. 31 big deal games, anyway. 21, 22, 31 games. Then he did 56,
and in his last game,
74 Ironman in last the last game, year.
In last season, he played 74. Whatever. They can find their reasons. But it's not because he wasn't playing. You know that, because that's dumb.
I hate Paul George. I'm glad people are hurting his feelings. Uh-huh. Next time play. Kawhi, you're going to get it too. As soon as you roll out on the court in a wheelchair. Boo.
Win something, Paul Harden. Win something every once in a while.
You know, it's kind of annoying that guys have podcasts, but they don't play. Like, that's a weird. I don't know why it bothers me. But, like, I sometimes feel like players now are more excited about their podcasts than their games that they have. Is Micah more interested in a game or a podcast right now?
What's strange to me is that they even have.
Micah likes to play. Micah likes
to play. They have podcasts while they're playing. You can't.
Season. It's wild.
It's crazy.
Micah Parsons giving his quarterback low
on Tuesday
rating on, like, during the middle of a season on a podcast.
Well, how much time does an NFL player have? They go to practice, and particularly when they're not a quarterback. They got all the time in the world.
All right, so you got all these players who you don't snitch. You keep quiet. You don't snitch. But then they just snitch factories outside of the – because they got comments and gossip and sipping tea nonstop on their podcast. They don't care. Where's the code, man? I thought there was a code.
Are you upset because they're infringing on your territory?
No, I'm not doing a podcast. I'm not doing a podcast.
You do podcasts.
No, I don't. Not a full-time podcast. I've been on people's podcasts.
We do it every day. That's our podcast.
He also does show. The NFL stuff as
it's
well.
It's my job. Yeah, there's my jobs. I get paid for both of them. You don't get paid for this podcast. I don't know. I don't have a separate podcast where I talk about stuff that happened on the radio off the air in the break.
You don't understand.
I don't do that.
You don't understand content. That's your problem.
One thing we didn't cover is the question to Andrew Berry about Deshaun possibly coming back next year.
Okay. I haven't heard this, but I'm – do we have a sound or you just have the answer?
I have the quote.
Okay.
Yeah, I think it's always possible. Really, our focus with Deshaun, I would say, for any player with a season-ending injury and a major injury is first and foremost to make sure he gets healthy from the Achilles injury. Everything else we'll deal with at a later moment.
Yeah, I could see it. I could see it. I mean, I could see that happening. GM saying – I mean, you never say never. Well, okay. He's under a contract, sir. a contract's pretty strong.
Odds that the Cleveland Browns select a quarterback in the first round next year?
I think it's high.
I think it's high, too.
I think it's really high because they're going to be bad. And I don't love the quarterback selections, but doesn't really matter. Other than the Willis Malik Willis and who's that Dingleberry out of Pitt?
That Dingleberry would be named Kenny Pickett.
Yeah, Kenny Pickett. Other than that, you got the guy with the meth from Ole Miss. Like, instead of that year, that's the only year where everyone is just bailed out. Well, except the Geno Smith year. Those that were E.J. Manuel somehow made it in the first round. There are years where teams say, nope, not going to do it. But I just have a feeling this year they're going to bet on some squirrely quarterbacks, but Cleveland's going to be one of those teams. They're definitely going to be one of those teams. What, are you going to go to war with Deshaun and Jameis? No.
You know what? You're just going to have to eat all that 230, realize you made another mistake.
All of it.
What are you going to do? Play him? He's the worst quarterback over the last 25 years.
Maybe next year it comes together.
Why do you hate the Browns?
He's able to clear his head after sitting out with the Achilles.
You know why I hate the Browns?
What do you mean after he sat out all that time?
I tell you why I hate the Browns.
He needs more time, John.
I tell you why I hate the Browns. I think what they did to their fan base is bad. But also, they basically got so panicky that they did something that was bad for the construct of the NFL in terms of fully guaranteeing a quarterback contract and other players thinking, like, I'm all for them getting paid. But you see what that team is in the middle of because they screwed themselves. They decided to reward a guy who, frankly, had never even played his Texans contract, kept all the money. They rewarded a guy who's kind of a bad guy, honestly. He kept $27 million in signing bonus from the Texans, never gave it back, never played, didn't give it back. I don't think they ever challenged it, even though they should have. And what they did was, he renegotiated a brand new contract where Deshaun kept the $27 million that the Texans gave him, and then Deshaun told the Texans to go F themselves, and then the Texans had to say, okay, we're sorry, keep our $27 million. And then Andrew Berry goes, here, let us give you everything we have, all of it fully guaranteed, and you can either try hard or not try hard. You can just do whatever you want. It's such a bad look for the NFL. It's so bad.
When David Mulliketa was talking to Cal and said, hey, sorry, that's the game, Cal said,
the game is the game.
The game is the game, Cal.
All right, and finally we buried the lead. We kept it for last.
By the way, we haven't talked a lot of upright Cal. Like, where's the big up to Cal stuff? That it's kind of quiet. There's no more
God.
H's being thrown up. And when Cal's out there,
no,
he's out there.
We're better. This is a better world where we're not watching Cal with his H's up and his giant necklaces. And no,
it's not. When Cal's hot stepping, that means the Texans are winning. That's a better world.
Well, no, then stay back, because guess what, Cal? They ain't winning and they ain't looking great. So stay back.
I want him to be good.
Right where you belong, right there.
I want Cal to do some
We buried the lead. Rory McIlroy says Donald Trump's return to the White House clears the way for a deal between the PGA Tour and LIV Golf. He said, Trump said on the Let's Go podcast that he could negotiate a deal between the two sides in about 15 minutes. And McIlroy said he might be able to. He's got Elon Musk, who I think is the smartest man in the world. We might be able to do something if Musk gets involved. And Trump has a great relationship with Saudi Arabia. He's got a great relationship with golf. He's a lover of golf, so maybe, who knows. This is why Donald Trump was the right choice for America. If he brings golf together, it'll be his greatest accomplishment as a politician. Do you guys agree or disagree?
Is that you editorializing, or was that Rory at the end saying?
That was me editorializing.
Man, Rory, that was a long comment.
Yeah.
It's a long quote.
All right. This is the greatest accomplishment in the history of presidents. If he can bring the PGA Tour and LIV Golf together.
Is he just gonna shout those people who made at them?
All those people who made economy votes, I don't think they're number one. Like, well, I went with Trump because the economy. And, you know, one of the things I really like seeing is that these million-dollar golfers, finally, we can get the PGA back with LIV so that we have, with the terror washing of Jerome Khashoggi's murder.
Yeah, sports
we
washing.
Can, sports washing.
Is that what they
we
want
can
to do?
Finally get Saudi fully ingrained into American sports.
Excuse me.
Is Rory an American?
No.
Rory's not American.
Then mind your business.
No, Rory is trying to bring the country together through golf.
Is Rory
here illegally?
Yeah.
Is Rory getting deported?
Is Rory an American business?
Rory,
hey, watch.
No.
Hey, cut it out, Rory. Go
Rory
back to where you came from.
Rory is a big part of our economy.
Go back to wherever you came from, Rory.
We actually could put a...
Rory is an export that we can't even put a price tag on.
We can put a tariff on him.
Yeah. Well, no. Wait, I'm sure he pays taxes here. Don't worry about Rory.
Does he live here?
Yeah, he lives here. He probably got a house in Florida. Yeah.
Wait.
Yeah.
You live in California. You ain't paying California taxes.
Yeah, well, he'll pay Florida taxes.
He may not pay. He may have his house in Ireland. Like, I don't know what y'all talking about. I just come here to play golf. You ain't getting me with
like
your
that.
Taxes.
How did Irish talk?
I don't know what y'all talking about.
What, the Irish don't talk
There's
like
no
that.
There's no way that I'm paying the taxes. I wasn't here for NFL.
He's got a home in Jupiter, Florida.
Florida. That's it.
I just don't want foreign influence in America. That's all. Hey, Rory.
We need that.
Your
we
mouth.
Need golf foreign influence. That's what we always need.
If
That's
Dustin Johnson always. Has something to say, I'll listen. But
I will
Rory.
Say, I would like to see, not that I watch it all
Dustin
the time, but I
Johnson.
Would like to see all the golfers back together instead of just taking, well, it's just those greedy guys just took as much as they could. That's all they did. They're like, what's one murder? Big deal anyway.
Who cares if it's the crappiest
golf? What's his name? Jerry Jerome? I didn't know him. Who
that
cares?
Didn't even sound like
Where's
a real
my money?
Name.
Yeah, Jerome Khashoggi or
that
whatever.
Sound real
if that's
to you?
Even real, where's my money? Where's my money, Sheik? I'm trying to get this paycheck. Well, and you said I can wear shorts and only play three rounds?
Yeah.
Bing, bang, boom.
And it's guaranteed?
Oh, yeah. That's okay. Nothing's more American than taking a great deal, getting paid for doing less. Okay, nothing's more American than
we
that.
We got quarterbacks doing it. We got NBA players doing it.
We got all kinds of guys doing it.
We got Major League Baseball players doing it. It works in sports. Well, and what, it usually mostly works in sports, I've noticed.
And I know what Jim Fiume has done all of these years. Jim Fiume has put out the best window in the history of windows. That's what Jim. I'm going to go with the history of windows, okay? Gulf Coast Windows is awesome. Gulf Coast Windows, when you see, either you go to the website and you see the workmanship, you see the windows. I mean, you can't even get a feel of them on the website. Go into the showroom and see the windows, the double pane, double strength, the vinyl window or the aluminum window or the hurricane window, wood clad window. I'm telling you, you're not getting quality like this at other window companies. A lot of other, listen, and especially your builder. Your builder is going to use the cheapest material that he can. Your builder is going to, because the price of your home is the price of your home that he's going to get. So you think he wants to put a lot of quality into it? You think that builders get a lot of, oh, yeah, well, these windows are going to mean I'm going to get a lot more for that. No, they're putting the cheapest windows they can. So you stop your builder and you say, no, I want Gulf Coast Windows. I want the best window in the market. I want beauty, privacy, security. And that's what you get with the Gulf Coast window. You get the best insulation. You get warranties. Okay? You get, go see the reviews. Go see the Google reviews. Go see the Better Business Bureau reviews of Gulf Coast Windows. You'll go with Gulf Coast Windows. 713-849-5454 or gulfcoastwindows.com.
Time now for News of the Weird.
People are weird.
With John and Lance.
That's real weird.
A New York City private school gave kids the day off, a skip day yesterday, because they were distressed after the election. Should we have gotten a skip day yesterday because of our distress over the election?
Were we distressed?
Well,
I don't get, whatever happens, happens.
I mean, I was a little distressed yesterday.
By what?
Why did we not get the day off to vote? The NBA, like the NBA didn't have to play.
Yeah. Who do we need to talk to about that? Joe? Todd?
Joe and Todd?
Why weren't we allowed?
Do you guys think the Hong Kong government is displaying baby photos in offices to encourage civil servants to have children? Do you think we should put baby pictures up all over the station?
No.
So that Dell might have a child someday?
You have pictures of girls in hot outfits or whatever. And then they get like, I'm going to go home and do it with my wife. And then you hope that they, you hope that they're open to life then at that point. But having a baby there, be like, I don't know. Maybe it works for women. But a guy just seeing a baby just like, I mean.
Del, do you.
Looks
you
like see, a little boat anchor.
Do you see, when you see a baby photo, do you say, I should get one of those.
No, I go, what's the little mistake's name?
They're blessings, first of all. They're not mistakes, they're blessings.
What's the little boat anchor's name?
They're boat anchors sometimes.
What's the little mistake's name? One more example of it's not always great. Technology's not always great. North Korean soldiers are hooked on watching porn after getting internet access for the first time.
I mean, the most predictable thing. We're one to talk? Our country? You're going to actually point towards North Korea? Of course, that's the inevitability.
Well, North Korean soldiers are helping in Russia. They're helping fight, in Ukraine, helping Russia fight the Ukraine. And, hey, look at this. Wait a minute. We don't want to fight anymore. We just want to do this.
North Korea and Russia.
Well, just warms the heart, doesn't it?
I don't like team those
it up.
Two.
Team it up.
And the Russians are like, hey, we're not looking at porn. We've been doing this war thing's been going on for a while for us. You guys can do your porn thing. I know that you finally got internet access
or
whatever.
We're too busy calling in bomb threats in Georgia to watch porn.
Oh, stop, Dell.
What?
You think the North Koreans were doing it?
No, the Russians. They're too busy doing that. They didn't have time to watch porn.
Well, some that did get tracked back to a Russian.
Yes.
They did do some of that, yeah.
That's what they do. Heat.
They're sneaky.
From how about this? In London is going to start warming buildings with the heat from sewers, the tube, and the Thames. Do you want your building warmed by a sewer?
Sewer heat?
Sewer heat.
I mean,
that's just steam. We got to go. Dell's got to do a show. Oh, my God. What a terrible thing to think of. What a terrible thing to think of.
Steam coming
off of it?
Look at him. He's gagging.
He is, yeah, sewer heat. Don't need it. Thank you. Good night. Yeah, stinky London. Nice job, London. All right, we're done. Dell and Sean Mapes are next right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Right now, I want to leave you by saying dream rate. Dream rate. Dream. Dream, 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 dream. Dream rate. That's what I'm talking about. I love me some dream rate. I love me some Kent. He is awesome. Here's the deal. I wish I knew Kent years ago. When we bought our house, I didn't know any better. I just walked in and just signed the papers. Man, oh, man, oh, man, oh. They didn't care. You know what? This charge, that charge, this charge, that charge. Kent Jones is going to make sure that you get as little charges as possible, real charges, not made-up ones. And he is going to I'm not going to say he is going to. I'm going to say he has. Time after time after time after time after time, over 1,400 career closings, dude saves you money. In fact, he has saved people thousands, thousands of dollars. So go with a broker and go with Kent Jones. Personalized attention as opposed to these other brokerage houses that they just don't care. You're just a number, okay? Not with Kent. He is going to work his tail off for you, and he knows this stuff. He nerds out on this stuff. He is a mortgage enthusiast. He loves him some mortgage. You don't do it this long, over 30 years in the business, unless you love this, and he loves it. He knows it better than anybody, so you're going to get a loan. All right, 975loans.com. That's 975loans.com.
Dream Rate Mortgage, LLC, NMLS number 2482473. Jake and Jones, NMLS number 356118, Equal Housing Lender.